it's your first album since 97, and it's been a long time coming.
It's uglier than it is.
So Sol Invictus, so that's, it's out in May, and you recorded this back in your home studio. Is that the goal? Your own built studio?
Yeah. Basically where we rehearse, and he did it all there. And, you know, these days it's, that may sound like some sort of cheap.
Yeah, I said home studio, but it's not.
It's like, yeah, I think it sounds better than anything we've done, really, to be honest. Yeah. And all of our other records were in, like, you know, pro studios, so it's a different time now.
We kind of all, this was a bit of a challenge for us. We kind of, when we didn't really involve anybody else outside the band, so it's kind of all on us, and it came out how we all like it. So, yeah, it's a huge achievement in a way for us, where we are proud.
Pretty pumped for everyone, sort of like myself, who kind of grew up with Faith No More, is your high school years, I don't want you to feel old, but that's how it is, you know. Like I grew up listening to Faith No More, and it's, you know, it's exciting for... So even there's so many bands coming back like that, even, you know, Billy Corgan, you know, Smashing Pumpkins, or Billy Corgan and Friends, you know, everyone's sort of getting out and writing new music, and it almost sounds like it's going back to that era.
Well, they do say, I mean, I don't want to think that I'm part of this, but they do say every 20 years... Every 20 years, they bring back a certain decade to sell to people, you know, and maybe we're part of that in a way. I mean,
I think we are, whether we like it or not, but that's certainly not the intention.
I mean, it's kind of weird. We are kind of a rock band. If you're going to just, like, you talk to somebody's grandmother and, like, what kind of music do you play? It's like, well, you have to say rock music. But, you know, when you say,
like, you know, when they're the Mexican border, you go, yeah, I play rock music. Yeah. Leave me alone.
But at the same time, you say Faith No More, you know, is doing a record and rock is coming back. Like, we never really considered ourselves like part of that rock thing, bring back rock. Like, no. In a real weird way, we don't really identify with that either. We just kind of make this music and it finds a home, you know, and a lot of rock people find a home and they kind of put they throw their lot in with that. And that's great. But I don't know if we really consider bringing, you know, a part of a rock movement, if that makes any sense. Yeah.
Part of any movement, really. I mean, really? I mean, we don't even know what it is that we do, you know?
We don't know who we are.
I'm okay with it. But you know, you're on Soundwave, and Soundwave, I reckon, would be the most pure rock festival in the world at the moment. I mean, you know, and it's come from strength to strength. You were on it 5 years ago, so how's it changed, or what have you noticed on this tour already? Or do you just come in, say hi to everyone backstage, do your show?
Just personally speaking, I'm tunnel vision. Yeah. It's like, show up, play, leave. You know, I have to have a routine, and that's it for me. But
when you get our age, 5 years goes by awfully fast. And it really just seems like we did it last year. It seems like the same festival it was last year we played, and we're back doing it again. It feels the same.
It's like the same bands.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't want to disparage it, but, you know.
Well, I was looking at the lineup at 2010 just to sort of refresh my memory, and I was looking at going, okay, so there's Faith No More. There was, I think, Smashing Pumpkins were on it, or you know. There's Paramore and someone else, and, you know, yeah.
Maybe no Slipknot or whatever. But other than that, it's pretty similar landscape. Yeah. I mean, so, I don't know.
Okay, so Superheroes, the single, and, you know, yeah, it just rocks out, but... You know, do you go into writing, recording? I mean, was that song one that was months in the making, or was it just a fairly quick writing process for that song in particular?
Until it's done, it's not done, right? So it came together really quickly and then took a while to kind of gestate. There was a little arranging that just didn't feel right for a long period of time, but the basic core of it came very quickly. I think Puffy had a dream. And he has a little drum kit, and then he puts a video camera on it at his house. And he, like, woke up in the middle of the night, and he made a video, and he sent it to me as an email playing a drum beat. And that's kind of where, yeah, that's where it started.
What's the great thing about iPhones now? Because, you know, in the old days, you had, like, a, you know, a little tape recorder maybe if you thought of something. But now you...
Do it all the time, yeah. So all the time. Option, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, what does a drummer do? He's going to have to, yeah, make videos. I have a video, by the way, and that's going to show up leaked very soon. Yeah. Yeah, but it didn't come from me.
I've been dying to ask this question because I've been playing this audio on air for God knows how many years now. Of you backstage, I don't know what festival it was, was probably 2003, and you're hearing an Aussie band play in the background. And you're midway through an interview, and you hear the start of Wolf Mother playing Woman.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And I got to bring it up.
It was either a moment of weakness or strength, depending on how you would classify it. But, you know, whatever.
I mean, it made me laugh, because I think a lot of people...
What happened now if, like, I don't know, Katy Perry came on, you know, you go, fuck. It was just like a natural reaction, yeah. That's all. It was like I couldn't control it, you know?
I mean, do you guys... I mean, God, I guess you're like a family, brothers, whatever. You go on tour, you're hanging at hotels a lot. You must get, you know, tired of each other occasionally, you know?
We don't. No, it doesn't happen to us, no.
Because, you know...
Yeah, my farts smell really good, too, by the way.
Yeah, it's just part of touring. I mean, you know. So what do you do now? So you finish Soundwave here. You continuing touring elsewhere, or you just go back to the States for a bit and then get ready for the album, I guess?
So, well, we go to New Zealand, and then we're off for, what, a few weeks? And then we start a tour of the States for the next.
We haven't really actually. This is kind of still a couple months before the record, so we need a tool to set up for some of the new songs, actually, too. Yeah. So because, you know, starting May, I mean, we're playing new material. I mean, it's a new record.
Yeah.
Which is great. I mean, those old songs are great and all that stuff, but you just can't keep rearranging them, you know? Nah, you gotta, just can move forward.
Nah. And that's the thing. I mean, you know, it's probably just nice and reinvigorating almost in a way to have some new material to play. And also the fact the fans will probably have heard them by then, so they can, you know, that they know them.
You know, it's kind of like if you want to be a musician and you want to, you know, tour and stuff, what's your focus want to be? And, you know, some people could focus on the past and keep it there and be content with it, but... I would have a hard time doing that, personally.
It's hard to do that. Yeah.
If you want to go down that route, it's a commitment. You're kind of your life is going to – things come along with that if you think like that, I think. You get old.
Different set of baggage, yeah.
Well, we're all pretty excited. I mean, the first song sounds just bloody great. So that's indication of what we've got to hear, it's going to be great. So look – Well, Mike, really great to meet you. Thanks for being on the Soundwave tour. I know it's grueling and it's a big tour, but we're all excited for the weekend. Bring it on.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Right on. Thanks.